Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Friday, March 11. A man who was critically injured when his ex-partner entered his Logan home, doused the place in petrol and set it on fire, has died. 33-year-old Stanley Obi suffered burns to 90% of his body, succumbing to his injuries late yesterday. 31-year-old Sarah Mudge, who's believed to have started the blaze, died at the scene in the early hours of Thursday morning. Another woman who lived at the home and three young children escaped the blaze and were hospitalised as a precaution. Police are attempting to piece together the events at the home. A convoy of motorhomes and caravans is on its way to northern New South Wales to provide shelter to people who have had to leave their homes because of flooding. 120 vehicles have been loaded up with care packages by the RFS and are now on their way from Sydney to flood-affected areas including Lismore, Ballina and Casino. As floodwaters continue to recede across Greater Sydney, Premier Dominic Perrottet has announced a new housing relief package worth more than $500 million. The financial support will go to around 25,000 impacted homes, including 16 weeks of rental support. A single-person household can claim up to $6,000, while larger households up to $18,000. And new modelling shows COVID cases in New South Wales will double within a month due to the spread of an Omicron subvariant. Authorities say the BA2 variant will be the dominant strain by April and evidence indicates it's more transmissible. Western Australia is expected to hit 10,000 daily COVID cases by Monday, with the state recording a dramatic increase in infections, more than 4,500 yesterday alone, while in South Australia a number of COVID restrictions will be rolled back, including density limits and QR codes, which will be scrapped in most venues, while singing and dancing is back on the cards. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffington. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.